It is the 4th of December, 3 weeks until Christmas, but still basketball going on. Of course, 6 games today. We have some injury news. Kevin Durant update. Not too bad, but an update nonetheless. This is the Wednesday pre-game show. Let's go, Bulls. Deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blind, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Go and find us. FBIBasketball.com is the website. We're on Twitter at FBIBasketball. We are also on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you consume fantasy basketball content. Please subscribe. Please rate, please like, all of that sort of stuff. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. And, of course, Dan Vesperus at Dan Vesperus on Twitter. And at Old Man Squad on Blue Sky. 6 games to get through. Shouldn't be too long a show. We've got a few injury updates. We are about, what time is first game? We are about 4 hours from tip-off of the first game, so there will be obviously some updates following this show. But just sort of scrolling through recent injury news, not necessarily for tonight, but even for tomorrow, Herb Jones is questionable. We talked about him at the start of the week, that he was probably going to come back this week, and it looks like that will happen tomorrow when they play the Suns. Brandon Ingram also questionable. He's been questionable for a while, so I wouldn't be as sure when it comes to him. Who else have we got for tomorrow? Kobe White remains out. We'll talk about this, obviously, on the pregame show tomorrow. The Kevin Durant news, he suffered an ankle sprain in yesterday's victory. It didn't look too bad, but he is going to be reevaluated in a week. So we would expect him to miss at least, 3 games. I've said a few times, this is actually not the worst time of the season to be injured because we've got a weird schedule coming up over the next few weeks where teams only play a couple of games. So even if he misses 2 or 3 weeks, he might only miss 8 games. So not the end of the world. Still frustrating. He did just return from an injury, obviously, so it has been a bit of a bumpy start to the season for him. Any other injury news for tomorrow as I scroll? Zach Edey is practicing with the G League team, so he is close. We were sort of penciling in a return for him this week as well. And then the rest is just, I think, games for tonight. Terrence Mann yesterday, this isn't hugely relevant in fantasy terms, but he did fracture his middle finger on his left hand. So they'll do scans, all sorts of things. We would expect some missed time here. But as I said, not really a fantasy relevant issue. Maybe we see a bit more of Amir Coffey. But that's about it. I wouldn't worry too much about that. Let's get into these games. We do have a couple of questions. Yep. Okay. We'll get to those very shortly. First game, as I said, tips off at 7:30 Eastern, Pistons at Boston. For the Pistons, Cade Cunningham, not on the injury report. Doesn't mean he will play. He wasn't in the injury report on their last back-to-back and they ruled him out very late. So, yeah, I hope he plays. Let's assume maybe he's going to play, but I wouldn't have it set at 100% that he will play. Jalen Duren, Not an injury report. I'm just curious to see how he goes against this Boston team. I talked a little bit yesterday about the fact that they didn't play him through fouls, a guy that they play limited minutes anyway. We don't need to get into that. But injury-wise, not really a lot for the Pistons. Asar Thompson is out. This just management as he returns from his blood clot issue. For the Celtics, Porzingis, Horford, and Hauser all off the injury report. Drew Holiday questionable along with Jason Tatum. I think they probably play. I mean, against the Pistons, maybe they err on the side of caution with Drew Holiday just because he is a bit older, he's a little bit banged up. If he doesn't play, we will assume... they're not going to play Horford, I don't think. They're not up against a particularly sizable team. So it would probably be... that'd be Sam Hauser or Peyton Pritchard. I think they like Pritchard off the bench, so maybe Hauser gets a run in the starting lineup. There are six games, as I said, so there is some streaming value tonight. Maybe it is Sam Hauser if Holiday is ruled out. If they're fully healthy, no injuries, then there's not really a lot here to be found. Why is that not... it's because there's only... stupid me. Okay, second game of the night, Indiana at Brooklyn. For the Pacers, they are also on the second night of a back-to-back on the road. So we will monitor Tyrese Haliburton, see if he can... they lost last night, but he played well. So we'll see how he goes. Still no Nesmith, Shepherd, and obviously their centers are out. Andrew Nembhard will sit out this one. He's returning from an injury, so this is more of just a precautionary management kind of thing. With him out, we will assume that Quentin Jackson will move into the starting lineup because that's what they were doing in the few games before Nembhard returned. I wouldn't be really looking at Quentin Jackson, although, I mean, against Brooklyn, you sort of take a flyer on anyone, I guess, but I'd rather McConnell and probably Jarris Walker, to be honest. They would probably be top of the list if we're looking at Pacers streaming targets for the, not for the Celtics, for the Nets. All of their injuries going on, Zay Williams. Early in the morning. Cam Thomas, Noah Clowney, Jalen Martin, all still out. Ben Simmons, Dorian Finney-Smith and Cam Johnson are questionable. I hope Cam Johnson plays. Jalen Wilson, Trendon Watford, Keon Johnson, Tyrese Martin, Shake Milton. This we know. We've seen this the last couple of weeks. It's hard to know. Grab any one of those guys and hope for the best. If Simmons plays and he's available, maybe give him a look. But it's really a situation that I'm trying to avoid. On a day where there are fewer games, it's a little bit harder to avoid it because we know that there's value there. And so the temptation, I guess, is there to take someone. Dayron Sharp, again, someone that I like in terms of his fantasy game. There's not enough minutes for me. Very deep leagues, sure. But as long as Claxton is healthy, I wouldn't worry too much about it. For the next game, game three, the Los Angeles Lakers head to Miami. Anthony Davis probable as always. Austin Reeves remains out with his pelvic injury. So with him out, we will probably get D'Angelo Russell in the starting lineup. They did try Gabe Vincent there, then D'Angelo Russell. Russell looks the better of those two guys. So if he's starting playing good minutes, we just roll with Russell. Connect, I still think we're rostering him just to see. I think I've said they need his floor spacing on the floor, and he's better than Rui Hachimura, I think. So I think both tonight are potential targets. I still like Connect better, but Hachimura maybe worth a look. But LeBron's healthy, AD's healthy, so that's about it. Gabe Vincent, I'm not he'd need about 50 minutes to have value, so nothing there for me. For the Heat, Jimmy Butler, questionable with his ongoing knee issue. Josh Richardson, also questionable. Along with Nikola Jovic, Kevin Love will play. We're not worried about Kevin Love. Terry Rozier is probably the name there that warrants a little bit of discussion. He's been pretty average. But on a low volume night, roll him out there. He'll be in your active lineup, so let's see how he goes. He's very borderline at the moment in terms of whether we need to roster him. And Duncan Robinson hasn't been that good. But I did say maybe on before their last game that I think he's due. At some point, he's going to come out and hit six threes in a game. And fingers crossed, you have him and you have him active. Whether it'll be tonight, I don't know, but I do think it's coming. All right, Orlando at Philadelphia. Goga Badadze, who was a late scratch in the last game yesterday, with an ankle injury, he is questionable, which would indicate that it's nothing too serious. They may have just been precautionary yesterday. If he plays, we will assume he starts and he should be active and rostered everywhere. If he does play, Mo Wagner, he would go back to being very limited anyway. He was good yesterday. Isaac was not. If Badadze is out, I would certainly look at Mo Wagner today. Isaac only played, I think, 11, 12 minutes yesterday, something like that. On a low volume day, fine, if you want to give him a look. And KCP, who had been shooting very well, wasn't as good yesterday. But again, a starter who's playing 30 minutes is worth a look when only six games are being played. For the Sixers, still no Embiid. That is not surprising. Kyle Lowry is out on the second night of a back-to-back. Paul George, likewise. And Drummond remains out with his ankle injury. So Yabusele is who we want to grab if he is still available. Jared McCain was better yesterday and will probably come back into the starting lineup with Paul George out. So he should be picked up, added everywhere. Only other ones are probably KJ Martin, who's been starting. Again, against this Orlando team, though, last night certainly wasn't the case, but usually they're a strong defensive team. So Martin, pretty limited. Caleb Martin also. If you just need some steals, maybe he is someone to consider. All right. Atlanta at Milwaukee. A lot of early games tonight. So five early games, one late game tonight. Interesting schedule again. Atlanta at Milwaukee, Trae Young probable with his Achilles. He's been playing through it for the most part, so we'll assume that he plays. DeAndre Hunter, if you need points. But look, honestly, he's been borderline okay just in terms of sustainable value, so probably not available anywhere. Bogdan, we'd like to see a bit more from him. He's been below par since returning from injury. Onyeka Okongwu and Clint Capella, we just monitor the center rotation there. It has been Capella for the most part. And Reece Shea, again, low volume night. If you want to give him a look, fine. For the Bucks, Giannis is probable. Of course, Middleton is out. Beauchamp is out. Giannis, we will assume, much like Trae Young, will play in this one. So if he plays, not a lot of value. Gary Trent and AJ Green are probably the only two I'd look at here for threes. Maybe Taurean Prince because he's starting, but starting in this team is not necessarily a benefit because you are sharing the ball with Giannis and Dame. Okay, last game of the night. I said this is the only late game, Minnesota at Los Angeles playing the Clippers. For the Wolves, Mike Conley should be added. I've talked about him a little bit now that he is sort of back to playing starters minutes, which makes DiVincenzo and Alexander Walker both mediocre, mid, fine if you want to grab him tonight. DiVincenzo was better in that last game. I think he had 11 and 9 from memory. So I think either of them are worth a look tonight, but I wouldn't count on anything too much from them. And Jaden McDaniels, look, even on a low volume night, I think there's other guys I'd rather ahead of him. For the Clippers, Kevin Porter is questionable. Terrence Mann, I talked about him. He's out with his finger issue. So maybe we do see some more Amir Coffey, especially if Kevin Porter is out again. Chris Dunn steals. I think he got two of them yesterday. So very good steals streamer. And likewise for Derek Jones, if you need some steals. From the power forward position, Kevin Porter, if he plays, I don't know, coming off an injury, I'd be hesitant to run him out there. But if you can stream him in, throw him out there, maybe you get some assists and points tonight. Okay, questions. Oh, let's just move that off the screen. Okay, questions. With Herb participating in full practice, do you see him doing better the rest of the season than Conley? He's one of those players, maybe his rank would say yes, but overall I think no. Because he could get 1.7 steals, that would sort of bump up that overall volume. We know that happens with players who are very who are elite in those low volume categories, that it only takes a small number to bump up the value. So I'd still rather Conley personally. Any update on Coby White? No, I mean he's out. Which I think I mentioned. Pretty sure I mentioned that he was out. Did I? For tomorrow, it's an ankle sprain. I mean, these could be a week. These could be a month. There's no indication out of Chicago that this is something that's being reevaluated in 2 weeks. It's more of a game to game thing, which would tell me that he could be back in the next few games. What's Joseph asking? How would you prioritize or rank these injury returns for stashing? Mark Williams, Sohan, Herb Jones. It's a little bit stat dependent. That's always, I mean, it's a default answer for any question like this. Mark Williams, if you need rebounds and blocks. Herb Jones is steals only. Sohan is sort of rebounds and probably has more upside in points, can get defensive stats. I think if we're just looking at overall, it's probably Sohan and then Williams and Jones. I'm just not that high on Herb Jones. That's more of a me thing. I think Sohan looked pretty good yesterday. He had a double-double in 2 minutes off the bench or something like that. He was good to start the season. Mark Williams, I think, is going to be a pretty slow and steady ramp up because he hasn't played for a year. So, yeah, I think I'd probably take Sohan. And I've talked about Sohan. His ramp up will be quite quick because it was a thumb injury. He beat his timetable. So, yeah, that he would be top of the list there for me. Would I trade for Durant, and who would you target? So would I give up someone? Is that sort of, are we saying, would I want to try and get Durant given this may be a sort of a buy low moment with the injury? Would I? I don't know. I'm not really a Durant guy, I don't think. If I was trying to get him, where do I see? I don't know. I see Durant as maybe a second round player. I don't know. I'm not, again, this is a little bit like the Herb Jones question, because I'm not a Herb Jones fan. I'm also not a Kevin Durant fan. So I think if I was looking to get Kevin Durant, I'd probably throw out like a top 30 player. To be honest, and I don't think his manager would be willing to give up Kevin Durant for a top 30, because if they drafted him, they probably see him as a sort of a borderline first rounder. If Garland is out, do you prefer Ty Jerome or LeVert? Maybe, I don't know. That's a tough one. Because I think Ty Jerome obviously was very good for, 2 weeks there? 3 weeks maybe. I think Ty Jerome's ceiling is probably slightly higher, as we've seen. LeVert hasn't been great this season. He's been, only playing 25 minutes. I don't know. I think I'd probably rather take a flyer on Ty Jerome. Oh, Shining Knight found us through Old Man Squad. Very good. Dean's got lots of stuff going on over there. Herb Jones or Amen Thompson? Amen Thompson for me. If you have... Oh, so what was the question? Do you see him? So this was the Herb Jones question, I'm assuming. Yeah, that was the only one from Shining Knight. So who do we see, Herb Jones or Conley? And you have Dyson and Amen. Yeah, I'd definitely go Conley then. And look, honestly, Herb could be 1.7 steals. Conley could be 1.2 or 1.3. So, yeah, look, he might have good percentages. He does hit a couple of threes. It also depends on the roster, on the health of the roster, because if they are still missing Zion and Ingram, who knows, CJ could go down again at some point. Herb will step up. We have seen him step up in the past, but assuming they do get back to full health at some point, I just think Herb's value is just, it's basically relying on that one category. So, all right, that will do. I do have to go to work now, sadly. So there will be a post-game show tonight, but it might be a little bit late, like 10 to 30. Yeah, it might be a little bit later than normal because I do have some personal things that I have to attend to after work. I'll try and get it out at the normal time, but if not, it might just come a little bit later. So I do apologize for that. But it should come out. Definitely will come out. I have to coach tonight, but that's not till later. So should be a post-game show. Enjoy the games tonight. As I said, 5 early games, 1 late game. So we'll all be watching that late game because there's no competition for eyes. That will do for today's show. Thank you, everyone. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.